Okay, I am doing Deadly Lucky. Oh, I never can say this guy's name. Deadly Lucky Sevens Jackpot Questionnaire, or 777 Jackpot Questionnaire. And yeah, because the last questionnaire that I did of his, I only did it in writing, and I could tell that would just did not fit the bill. So here I am doing a vocal reply. Part one, sensual questions. One, describe your most romantic date. If you haven't been on one, describe. No, I've been on a romantic date. I'm one of those people that really likes cheesy romantic things. As in, you see them in movies and everyone's like, that doesn't happen in real life. And even if it did, I would hate it. Well, no. I love that kind of stuff. Like when men propose to women on jumbo screens at sports, I love it. I don't know why. So my most romantic date was as cliche as they get, if you think about it, was a picnic in a hot air balloon. It was awesome. I was terrified at first, but it was a really fun experience, and I definitely recommend it, even if you're not gonna have a picnic in there. And by picnic, I mean like there was champagne and chocolates and stuff. I guess it's not really a picnic, but you know what I'm saying. Two, if I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? Peonies. I love them, especially white ones. I don't know why. I think they're just such a happy, romantic-looking flower. Or not white ones, pink ones. Like blush pink ones. They're so pretty. And they I don't know, they just look like really a full flower. I don't know. I just really like them. You can send them to my house, it's fine. Three, which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym, ha, no. Staying home and watching Netflix, playing video games, doing outdoorsy stuff like fishing, yikes, hiking, camping, no, or just work on chores or projects around the house. Truthfully, probably just staying home and watching Netflix. I love Netflix. I'm obsessed. I love movies. I'm a cinephile, so that sounds pretty good. And I'm not very good at playing video games, but when I play them, I enjoy them. I really like the Lego ones, which I'm sure you're like, what the fuck? That's not even like playing a real video game, but I do, I'm being honest with you. Four, what's the sweetest thing anyone has ever said or done to you? That's a really good question. I mean, people have said sweet things. I don't know. Sorry, that's a really lackluster answer. I gotta think. Ooh, no, I can't think of anything. Like they've said, like I make them a better person. To me, that's the nicest thing anyone can say to anyone. When I heard that, I melted because I think that's just, I don't know. I know it's not super romantic, but it's really gratifying. Five. What is your favorite romantic comedy type movie? I'm not really big on romantic comedies. I usually like thrillers. I don't know if this counts, but I love Dumb and Dumber. Technically, it's a romantic comedy, but it cracks me up so bad. I love it so much. It's back when Jim Carrey was really funny. All right, number six. Let's say you were on a really big first date and you really want to impress the other person. You both ordered the lightly seared salmon. Yum. The waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose for you and your date? I don't like it when people order for other people. I find that super pretentious. So I'd be like, here you go, buddy. Like, what do you want? And then I would probably ask the waiter what he recommended because I am not a sommelier or whatever they're called. I would have no idea where to start. I'm assuming like white wine would go well with lightly seared salmon, but again, I don't know. Plus, I hate red wine. It gives me a headache. Seven. Okay. This one is seriously going to hit home for some people, but it's important to be honest with yourself. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant, or do you feel like you do just fine and there's nothing wrong with you? It's clearly the other person's fault. Honestly, I'm usually too distant. Yeah, I've had guys that I've been in relationships go, "Do you like me?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I really like you. I'm loving you." But Apparently, I don't show it as much or as good as I could. But you know, that's good feedback. It's good for me to know going into the next one. I just don't, I don't, I like my own company. I don't particularly like being with someone all the time. And I don't think that that's a detriment. I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think it's a preference. I mean, I know that there are some women who are like, I need to be with my boyfriend every minute of every day. And that's totally fine. If you guys are down for that, fuck, God bless. But I need time to myself. I am an introverted person, although you wouldn't know it to talk to me. And I need time just to relax by myself. I love to read, I love to write, I love to run. I mean, I don't like to do those things with other people. I don't know, maybe I'm just really antisocial. I don't think I am, though. Part two, silly questions. Oh, I love silly questions. One, if your vagina had a name, what would it be? That's a tough one, man. Lady Garden, I always thought conjured up some really nice imagery. But my favorite nickname for vagina that I heard, no, I read it. I think I read it in Cosmo? Okay, don't judge me for reading Cosmo. It was like the one time I read it. But they call it a panty hamster. Panty hamster. And as soon as I heard that, I mean, how could I call it anything else but that? Come on. Come on. All right, number two, fuck one, kill one, marry one. Ronald McDonald, Spock, Bigfoot. Okay, Spock is like my dream. So I would marry him for sure. Bigfoot is a monster, so I'm probably gonna have to kill him. And then, ugh, I have to F Ronald McDonald. But the thing is Spock only having sex every once every 7 years, like Ponfar? Like, I gotta think about these things, right? No, I'm still gonna go with marry him, kill Bigfoot, F Ronald McDonald. God, I never thought I'd say those words. All right. Three, if you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? I'd want it to be pretty sizable, I think. I mean, I don't want to be this monstrous thing that people cringe from, but I also wouldn't want it to be like a micro penis. I'd say like a good 8 to 9 inches would be ideal. Yeah. Four, there is no escape. You must choose to be either attacked by, oh, this question, either one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. Which do you choose? I'm gonna be honest with you, like, either way. I'm figuring I would be exhausted after fighting 200 duck-sized horses, so I'm gonna go with one horse-sized duck. Because then you only have to worry about killing one thing, not having 200 things come at you. Five, would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm in the last 30 minutes? I picked the second. It's all about quality, not quantity, my friend. Six, your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you know? And I fucking dump him the minute he asks me that. That's disgusting. Clowns are the creepiest fucking thing on earth. Literally. He would ask me that. I would be like, pack up your shit and leave. That is disgusting. Blah. Ugh. Blah. I'm shuddering right now just thinking about it. The worst is like, would he be a clown too? Oh. Ah. I hate clowns so much. Seven. If you discovered a time machine that would allow you to bang one historical figure, mainly for bragging rights, who would you choose and why? Now, this is a good question. Who would I choose? Alexander the Great, I think. I don't know why, but as I was thinking about this question, he's the first one that came to mind. Wouldn't it be great? I think so. Huh, wouldn't it be great? For real. I don't know why. I just feel like it would be satisfying. That's my thought. That's my. I don't know why. Never really thought of Alexander the Great very much until just a second. I think Colin Farrell plays him in a movie. I'm gonna have to check that out. Part three, sexy questions. One, if you use toys, which I don't. I don't, sorry. Which ones do I want to try? None. They creep me out. I'm not saying like in a bad thing. I shouldn't say they creep me out. Like they, to me, they look very, like the shapes of them are very unsettling. They look like scary lobsters to me, the ones I've seen. And they do nothing for me. I don't know. I like the real thing. Two, in detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true someday. I dream of a world where people like Donald Trump don't get to be elected to be fucking presidency. How about that? That's a fantasy. I have a fantasy where people treat other people kindly and not like shit. Oh my God, I just obviously you're talking about sexual ones. I'm an idiot. Okay, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true one day. Oh, and sorry if you're a Trump supporter, that's just my personal opinion. Describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true. I would probably go with sex with a stranger. Yeah. Like if I knew I wouldn't get murdered, it was a really hot stranger. Yeah, I'd be down for that. Three, do you prefer to be natural, clean shaven, or specific? I like to be natural, but like clean. I don't know how to describe that. Like tidy. How about that? What do you prefer in a partner? The same. Like shaved to me on either is it to me it's creep town. I just feel like it looks really adolescent, and it's just it does nothing for me. If it does anything for you, yeah, like God bless. But I'm always so offended. I'm gonna offend people with my opinions here, but I mean that doesn't do it for me. To me, I say I like a man to look like a man. So yeah, but I also don't want to like George of the Jungle style. Do you know what I'm saying? Like have some pride. Four, if you're having some personal time and you're not in any rush, do you explore or do you just jump to the main event? I'm a jump to the main event kind of person. I'm not patient. Six, would you go to a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex? Yeah, why not? If so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? Yeah, they might like give me some good advice. I don't know. I don't think. I probably have, to be honest, I'm mostly friends with men, so I'd probably have a better time. Six, let's say you're in line at a convenience store and you recognize one of your favorite GWA heartthrobs by their voice. And you absolutely know for certain that it's them. And they look exactly how you imagine them. Oh my, ooh. Definitely, well, no, because, okay, this is the thing. If I thought that by approaching them, they wouldn't be creeped out, I'd be like, hey, you're a babe. Let's go to the back bathroom of this convenience store and do things. No, I'm just kidding. But the thing is, no one wants to be found out on this thing. And can you imagine? Just imagine you're at the convenience store, one of you guys listening to this. I come up to you. I'm like, hey, I'm Penny for your top bod. What would you even say to me? You'd probably be like, I don't know what you're talking about, lady. Like, fuck off. Because no one really wants to be found out on this shit. No, they don't. Because it's like it's a private thing. I don't know. I think it would be weird. And then if you look, if this person looks exactly like how I imagine them to be, they are ridiculously handsome and confident, and there's no way I could even approach them. So that's not happening. So yeah, so that's my horrible answer. What I want to do and what I actually would do are two completely different things. Seven, this last bit is more of a challenge. No, I'm not going to do that. Not only do I not enjoy Shakespeare, but that's just not going to do that. Sorry to disappoint. But I think the fact that I recorded these answers are show that I'm a pretty good sport. So anyway, have a good rest of your day. Bye.